It is 7:20. Now, when we look at Design Capital 2014 and the fact that it's World Design Capital 2014, by the way, Cape Town has been chosen as the place where this will be playing out. And design, not only about, you know, beautiful chairs, beautiful tables, it's design that takes into account the fact that our lives can be changed through proper design. The way we design the spaces in which we live, in which we commute, etc., can change people's lives phenomenally. Now, the Dutch are definitely known for their forward thinking when it comes to design. Well, one just needs to look at the dike system, for example, to keep the sea at bay. Their leadership in contemporary design these days. Philips Company, yes, gave us the compact cassette and the CD as well. So no surprises then than at the initiative of the Dutch consulate here in Cape Town, the Netherlands are going to be participating in the World Design Capital 2014 program. So joining us this morning to talk to us about how they're going to be doing that, Her Excellency Bonnie Horbach, Dutch Consul General. Good morning. Good having you on the show.
Good morning, Mr. Kamies. This is Bonnie Horbach speaking.
It's very good to have you on. And we know, and just as an aside, I know a guy by the name of Ludo Brit. I don't know if you know him. He's the head of the EU delegation. He was the head of the EU delegation to South Africa. He's Dutch. And he's now heading the EU delegation in Kenya. And this is a man with a lot of style, with a lot of flair, and I can say the same about many other Dutch people I know. So explain to me, how exactly will your country, will the Netherlands, be participating in World Design Capital 2014?
Well, thank you for giving me this opportunity to say something about it, because I think we want to be part of it as an integral part of Cape Town. We have developed our own program, which has been recognized by WDC. And that program, the highlight of the program, is Department of Design. And Department of Design will be a public space. I want to invite all Capetonians to come to that place and have a cup of coffee, take your children. It will be designed by one of our most famous design companies, Droog. But it also will be a place where we can talk to one another about solutions for Cape Town, solutions in the area of water management and sustainable development or logistics. And as you know, and you just so rightfully pointed out, we have expertise in design thinking in those areas. But I don't want to impose our solutions. I first want to, you know, let the Capetonians and the Africans talk about what they need and then design the solutions together.
How is this process going to unfold?
Well, first of all, obviously, we have a building which will be the Provenance Auction Building in Vredestraat, and it will be open from the 8th until the 27th of July. It will be open to the public. It will be a public space. And in that space, we will have a program. But the program is not filled yet. We have, obviously, we have programmed our own topics, and we will invite experts from the Netherlands. But the program also allows for Capetonians to take the initiative to have meetings and roundtables and workshops and lectures in our building. It's a program that will be a collaborative effort.
I hate talking about money, but I'm going to do it nonetheless. I believe that there's quite an investment going into this. Can you give us a sort of ballpark figure as to how much will be invested in this?
In World Design Capital?
No. In your contribution to World Design Capital, yes.
Oh yeah, our contribution to World Design Capital will be 4.5 million. Rands, and that's a bold figure, but wow. I think if I see the Dutch companies interested and the Dutch people and academia interested in World Design Capital, then I think it will be much more than that, because people will be traveling to Cape Town. And for me, it doesn't end in 2014. It is a start of a long-term relationship. I've only been here for 1 year. And for me, you know, co-create South Africa, it's our hashtag, we use that, will be hopefully my trademark at the end of my period here in Cape Town.
Yeah, you've been here for a year and you haven't joined us for a nice cup of tea, Your Excellency.
Well, I've not been invited.
We're going to have to do that. Listen, I think it's absolutely amazing what you're doing, so thank you for that. Skills transfer, very important as well. I take it that that's going to be a key part of this?
Absolutely, absolutely. We have programs in which we bring together, for example, it's happening right now, Dutch urban designers and architects with South African urban designers and architects, and they have been assigned three places in Cape Town that they are co-creating as we speak, and it will be a program throughout the year. And so we have many of these programs where the intention is to bring South African and Dutch expertise together and that we learn from each other. It's not a one-way stream. Africa is, you know, we look at Africa from a different perspective. It's an economic opportunity, Africa. It's not a development perspective anymore. Mm. And if you look at an equal setting, then you have to give both sides the same footing, the same status. And that's what I would like to start in the Department of Design.
Well, Bonnie Horbach, Dutch Consul General, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for playing such an integral role in World Design Capital 2014, and that invite will be in the post.
Thank you so much, and to your viewers, or listeners more likely, and those in the car, please drive safely.
Indeed, that is Bonnie Horbach, Dutch Consul General. That was a lovely chat. So nice, eh? It's not only doom and gloom. Lots of good things happening as well. Taking your calls on 021 446